What's up, everybody? It's Alex here with the ACOS Adventure. Today, our topic is call reluctance. And the reason why that's our topic today is because I'm kind of sucking right now in my business and I wanted to talk about it. This is something I've absolutely suffered from all through my career in real estate. It's something I sucked before in before I got into real estate when I was doing outside business to business sales. And by call reluctance, it means let's start with the words reluctance. What does that mean? It's unwilling or disinclination to do something. So you're unwilling to do it. You're blocking yourself from doing it. I used to go and I worked around Atlanta and sold office supplies. And I would find every reason in the world for me not to walk through that door because I didn't want to go talk to the Debbie up front. I didn't want to ask her for the person back there. So I used to sit there and I'd read scripts until I amped myself up and I'd walk in. Well, lo and behold, the same thing happens all the time to me. And I'm in real estate. I am a salesperson. I'm a broker. But I still call people and I need to call people because if you run a business and you want it to be successful, you got to pick up the phone, bar none. There's no other magic bullet other than the one you pay for at Verizon. So we're going to talk about call reluctance today. And so I already gave you a quick definition as far as it's an unwillingness or a disinclination to do something. So you're unwilling to call. You just want to sit on Facebook. You want to come up with an advertisement on Facebook. You come up with something on Instagram. You check your email 1,000 times. You might play a video game on your phone, or you might go find something else to do, or talk to somebody in the office. So that's what I mean by call reluctance. It might be not knocking on that door. It could be knocking reluctance, or conversational reluctance, or networking reluctance. I just wanted to quickly talk about what it is and why is it? Why do we do that? And I spend a lot of time thinking about that. And why are we so reluctant to make the call or make the move or put ourselves out there? And what I've come to a conclusion is that it's our fear for the unknown. And when we fear the unknown, we're reluctant to happen, to make a move, to reach out and go for something. And so it happens all the time. People are reluctant about their lives and their careers. And when they pass away and you ask them what were some of the biggest regrets, is that they were reluctant to do certain things. And so I don't ever want to be that. And it's a tough thing to overcome, and you're going to have to overcome it your whole life. It's like if you're an alcoholic and you've got to overcome being an alcoholic your entire life. It's a little hardcore, but let's get back on topic here. So that's why. It's because you fear it. And a lot of times it's educational. It might be your surroundings. You might be like, oh, well, there's too many people around me. I don't want them to listen to call me. I don't want them to listen to my call or anything like that. So I'm going to talk about next. I just want to cover what it is, why is it, and what can we do about it? What do you want to do about it? And the reason why we're going to talk about what we can do about it is because I need help. I need help with that. And I started writing down, I don't have anything in front of me. I do these podcasts straight from my head. Sorry for the poor language or the babbling. So we're going to talk about what we can do about it because I need to help myself move the next chess piece across the board because our goal is big goals this year. If you don't know anything about me, I run a real estate team in Auburn, Alabama. Our goal is to sell 100 homes. And how do we do that? We pick up the damn phone and we call people. How to overcome it? What can we do about it? First, I want to talk about your why. And I think this is like the gut punch. And what is your why? And how is that affecting you? And there's a lot of ways we can talk forever about your whys, and we can have a whole nother podcast discussion about it. But I want to talk about the gut-wrenching why as to when you go home, what are you most disappointed about if you didn't make the calls? Who did you disappoint the most? What are you not able to achieve? What are you not obtaining? What are those things? What are those whys? And we need to dig deep and dig personal and take an honest look at ourselves in the mirror and say, I want to make sure I raise my kid and she has everything in the world. For sure, she's got to have a Barbie Jeep and probably some Harry Potter stuff. So, look at your why and what is that? And then from our why, we need to address our goals. And I guess this kind of goes back to goal setting. So I'm just going to reference a book, Your Best Year Ever. You go check out my other podcasts that talk about it. You can check it out on Amazon, buy it, Audible, whatever you want, hardback. And so that kind of leads into your goals. And what are your goals for the year? Have you got them written down? If I'm doing 100 goals, how many people do we have to show? How many contracts do we have to write? How do you break that down? And we can break that down in another podcast. I think that'd be a good idea. So yeah, I will make a note of that. We'll break it down in another podcast. Let's talk about your genuine interest. And a genuine interest is a good way to overcome call reluctance. And so taking a genuine interest in what other people's wants and needs are. And I think this comes from a need, a selfless need to help others when they cannot help themselves. And so as a real estate agent, you're there to, they have buying reluctance. They have selling reluctance. They don't know what they're doing because they don't do it every day like we do. You need to look at it like that and say, we're here to educate. We're here to ask the questions. Do not fear the questions or the answers. Trust me, they're not that mean or not that bad. And if they are, then they're not a serious person and you just need to go to the next one. I was once told you just need to take enough no's to get to your next yes. Next, I'd like to cover curiosity. So, how can we overcome call reluctance? We can overcome it by curiosity. Like I said, taking a genuine interest, curiosity of what their answers are going to be. Maybe have a goal to figure out 20 different reasons as to why someone's not going to buy today. I've done that before, make some notes. It's kind of interesting what you come up with and what people say. And you also learn about people and their lives. And it's actually liberating because if you make notes on it and you actually take the time, sorry, I had a burp, and you actually follow up with these people, you realize that you've taken a genuine interest, you've made a note, you followed up, you built rapport, and the next thing you know, you're doing deals with these folks. And so, I do deals right now. It seems like every time I turn around, we're doing deals with someone that I've kept notes on, recorded calls or text messages over the past 2, 3 years. So it's always fun. Next is, let's see, I have a whole list of these. Let's talk about this. Well, yeah, we're just going to talk about in the list I made because I just made this off the top of my head. I didn't really make this in any kind of particular order. Make a realistic goal so easy you can't ignore it. And what I mean by that is that you need to make calls so easy that you cannot ignore the goal. If I told you I would pay you $40,000 a year to call 5 people a day, would you do it? You probably would. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that's so damn easy. That's a no-brainer. Well, guess what? It's really not that hard. In real estate, we are very well paid if you put in the time and the effort. And I urge you all to do that. So make a goal so freaking easy, you can do it. Now, when I first got in the business, I was sweating bullets. I wasn't making money. And the only thing I could think of is that I hired a coach and it cost me the world $100 a month. And, he taught me to prospect 2 hours a day. He said, 2 hours a day, that's 10 hours a week. And 14 hours if you want to do it 7 days a week, or just do it 4 days a week. Just do 2 hours, 4 days a week. That's 8 hours of work. That's a 1 day a week goal that you are going to call. 1 day a week, 1 day a week. The other 6 days, you come up with information that you want to talk about. Go read the news. Go look at your local surroundings. Go find something interesting you can tell that person about on the phone and just make your goal so damn easy that you cannot ignore it. All right, next, YouTube. This was a big one for my career. When I started YouTubing, first off, podcast, number one. That's why I do this podcast. I want to give back to the world that gave me everything that I have today. And that's the podcast world with education. Number one, go listen to podcasts. Number two, probably number one, go to YouTube. So YouTube cold calling, YouTube call reluctance, YouTube. There's a ton of good people out there. I'm going to go ahead and plug it because this guy kind of changed my life. Well, two things. Fearless Agent Coaching with Bob Loeffler, which is pretty hardcore for anyone that wants a no-nonsense way to be successful in real estate and learn to be a freaking boss. Fearless Agent with Bob Loeffler, they do group coaching super cheap. And then the other one is Colton Lindsay. He's kind of like a rep for them. He's an agent. He was probably one of my most influential people I ever listened to on YouTube. He would record the calls of him getting bitched out by homeowners, and it was just so funny, so funny to listen to it. And just watch his reaction. The guy just sheds it off, and you're like, man, if I could just do that, we'll make five calls a day and shed it off. Work 8 hours a week and shed off to people that give you what you don't want to hear. The next is worst case scenario. That's really kind of just, what's the worst thing they're going to say to you, man? I mean, if they tell you no, guess what? Go to the next person or ask them another question, because if they're already saying no and they're not doing business with you, what does it really matter? Might as well talk about their kids. I've had conversations with people that don't do business with me for half an hour just because I took a genuine interest in them. I've actually had those people call me back and refer someone to me. It's kind of funny how that works. So you just never know where you're going to get business. Look at the lifetime value of your clients. Next is LP Mama and Ford. I wrote those down. So I'm going to do my best here. L is for location. P is for price. M is for motivation. A is for, let's go with Alex right now. M is for mortgage, and ask for the appointment. So, LP Mama, I'm just going to tell you to Google it. Google it and you'll find it. And the reason why I say that is because you need to write down your script. You need to print off your script. You need to mess with your script. If you don't have one, call me. If you don't want to Google it, call me, email me. I'll give you my email. Just send me a message and I'll get it to you. I have a ton of good scripts. I have some that I've customized, and I think which one's the best. Well, I have like five different ones that I just kind of sift through, and it's kind of whatever you're feeling. If you want to be direct to the point, I got one that's direct to the point. If you want to be soft and ask a bunch of questions to beat around the bush, we can do that as well. Just kind of depends on your attitude. So anyways, LP Mama is a fantastic way to script how you talk, because when you get on the phone, most people fear the unknown because they don't know what they're going to say and they don't know what the answers are going to be. They're afraid to objection handle. That's another thing. I don't know why the hell I didn't write that down. Go Google call reluctance and cold calling, overcoming objections. There's really not that many. There's not as many as you think. Most people think that it's like, they think it's like an unlimited amount of reasons why they can't sell, because they have a friend in the business, or they're not selling right now, or they don't want to pay a commission. Like, you could literally go learn five of those, and those are three of them. And I guarantee you, that's probably 75% of the ones you're going to get. So learn how to do that. And they say script and talk with people, and that's all good and all, but to be honest with you, just don't waste your time. Just get out there and call somebody, and go get Mojo Dialer, go call expired listings, go call for sell by owners off of Zillow. Make Me Moves. Make Me Moves are a good one if you want to just practice, because they're just so on the fence that you have to go into it knowing you will not get a straight answer from them. And that is the God's honest truth. They might say, yeah, we'll move for a certain price, but to be honest with you, don't expect to get it. If you do, if it's in a great area, take the sign, take the marketing. Last thing on here, I just said is Google it. I think if you're willing to take action, which are the key two words here, take action, take action, take action. Just Google it. Google call reluctancy. Google overcoming objections. Look at the people that have already failed and quit trying to be perfect. Don't try to be perfect on the phone. Don't try to be perfect when you leave a voicemail. Don't expect to memorize your script before you pick up the phone. You're behind a phone, you're not on camera. So just hold the script in front of you and read it verbatim. I've taught several agents how to call holding a script in front of your face and going straight down the storyboard. And I'm telling you, it's not as hard as you think. And so that's what I'm going to say in closing. So I appreciate you guys listening to me talk about call reluctance today because I feel actually a lot better about this. I think I'll do this. I'm going to do a follow-up. I'll do a follow-up. Tomorrow is a crazy, crazy day. I'm busy actually all day. So by the week, okay, here we go. By Friday. By Friday, when I do the weekly rewind, when I come back and I talk about call reluctance, I'm going to tell you what happened this week. And it's going to be awesome. So I'm feeling pretty motivated. I'm going to go Google it. I'm going to go read my script, some LP Mama. I'm going to see what kind of curious things I can pull out of people and how I'm going to overcome call reluctancy and stop being unwilling or disinclinated from picking up the phone and calling those folks because my list of people is that they want to buy and I just need to pick up the phone. That's how I get business. Just pick up the phone and call, 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 call. So thank you so much for listening to the Acuff's Adventure. I'm Alex Acuff and I will see you on our next adventure. Peace.